Hello.
Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Morgan Opinion Surveys and I'm conducting an opinion survey. I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in the state of Oregon?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or will you probably not vote?
Probably vote.
Probably vote. And what is your age, please?
88.
88 years old. Thank you so very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Hispanic or Latino, mixed, not including or Hispanic or Latino.
Caucasian.
Caucasian. Okay, thank you, sir. Let me go ahead and proceed. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Very dissatisfied.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on, and use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it's somewhat important, a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing crime from 0 to 10, how important it is?
10.
Thank you. Securing the southern border.
10.
Okay. Tackling climate change?
7.
Thank you. Creating more affordable housing?
5.
Okay. Protecting abortion rights?
3.
Okay. Creating more jobs and raising wages. Wages.
These two different items, and I think differently on each one. So I couldn't answer right.
You couldn't answer that one in particular. That's fine. Okay. Funding.
Well, you have two different. You have
yes.
Two different issues, and I
that
don't agree on. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The next one in the ballot will be in this case, sir. Funding for drug and substance abuse programs.
0.
Thank you so much. Lowering taxes.
7.
7. Thank you very much. Moving for your opinion, it's important. Moving forward now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100. On which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Lori Chavez de Raymer.
50.
Thank you. J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Joe Biden.
0.
Kamala Harris.
Is there a number lower than 0?
it doesn't go into the negative side in this one, Mr.
Okay, it's a 0 then.
0 then? Thank you. How about
yes.
Janelle Bynum?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
0.
Democrats in Congress.
Zero.
Ron Wyden.
Zero.
Republicans in Congress.
We'll go 50 on them.
Mm-hmm. MAGA Republicans.
Say that again.
MAGA Republicans. M-A-G-A.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of them. Other organization, okay? Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidents were held today, would you vote for independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump?
I don't know who I would vote to. I'm probably not going to vote for president.
Okay, you're probably undecided as of now then.
As of right now, I wouldn't vote for any of them.
Mm-hmm. Even though you say that you are that you wouldn't vote, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards? Independent Cornel West, Democrat Joe Biden, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Republican Donald Trump, if you have to lean towards?
Kennedy
Jr. Okay, you would lean towards Kennedy Jr. If the election for president were held today and the candidates were only Democrat Joe Biden and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
None.
Okay, thank you so much. And if the election were held today, again, and if you just had to decide right now, which candidate would you lean towards? Towards Joe Biden or towards Donald Trump?
Absolutely would not lean towards either one of them anyway.
Okay. Understood. And I know it is still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Laura Chavez de Ramer?
I have no idea.
Okay. Even though you say that you have no idea this time, if you had to decide, which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Ramer? If you're undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Okay. Even though you're not supporting Janelle Bynum now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Bynum? A small chance? Just a very slight chance?
No chance
at all? That you might support her.
There's a chance I might.
There is a small chance or a very slightly chance, would you say?
A small chance.
Small chance. And even though you're not supporting Lori Chavez de Ramer now, what are the chances that you might support her for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez de Ramer? A small chance? Just a very slight chance? Or no chance at all you might support her?
A small chance.
Thank you so much for your opinion. Moving forward, and do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat disapprove?
Thoroughly disapprove.
Okay, somewhat disapprove, right? Thank you.
Okay.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Ramer is handling her job as your member of Congress?
Somewhat.
Somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve, I guess it would be.
Okay, thank you. Now, I want to read you a little bit more information about your two candidates running for Congress, Janelle Bynum and Lori Chavez de Ramer. Serving in the State House since 2016, Janelle Bynum is the first Black woman to represent our community. A working mother and local business owner, she's living the same struggles as the rest of us. She sees Congress playing political games, so she is running to fix what's broken and bring practical solutions to real everyday problems, like lowering the cost of groceries, housing, and prescription drugs. Janelle wants to make sure that hard work once again pays off and that every Argan family has a chance to get ahead. As a major of Happy Valley, Lori Chavez the Raymer led Oregon's fastest growing community, making it more business friendly, offering more affordable housing for families, and creating a safe place to build a career and raise a family. In Congress, she has been one of the most bipartisan members, working to solve our toughest problems from homelessness to access to childcare. Lori was tired of the same old divisive politics and knows that nothing is more important than showing up to work and getting the job done for Oregon families. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you again. If the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Raymer? If you're undecided, please say so.
Undecided.
Okay, thank you. Moving forward, I appreciate it. Now, I'm going to read a few statements that some people have made up about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Janelle Bynum. Please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress, 5 is a somewhat convincing reason, and 0, that is not at all convincing reason to support Janelle Bynum for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. As easy as that. Janelle Bynum is not your standard Democrat and doesn't believe either party has all the answers. She says politicians are just playing games, and she's going to Washington to change its ways because it is no longer serving us. And she's down in the Salem where has bridged the gap between Democrats and Republicans to find practical solutions to create more manufacturing jobs and get fentanyl off our streets. 0 to 10 on how convincing that is to support her.
Absolutely none.
Zero. Right?
I don't believe any of the statement until I see it proved.
Okay. Let me just provide you with the next one, which is Janelle Bynum is sick of what is happening to our neighborhoods and the partisan games that continue to be played. Like many of us, she voted for Measure 110 and thought it had good intentions. But she has seen how disastrous it has been for our communities. Rather than ignoring the problem, she took the first step to fixing it by crossing party lines and voting with Republicans in Salem to recriminalize drugs. Janelle will always fit solutions over politics. From 0 to 10, any number.
5.
Okay. Janelle Bynum hears politicians say that our economy is getting better, but as a working mother of 4 and local business owner, she is facing the same struggles we are. Her children can't afford to buy a home around here, and rent has skyrocketed. And low-paying jobs aren't cutting it. That's why her own businesses hires low-skilled workers and offers scholarships to help workers gain the skills they need to advance, to pass opportunity on, and make sure everyone has a fair chance to get ahead. Any number from 0 to 10, how convincing?
0.
Thank you. Then the last statement, Janelle Bynum has a history of protecting abortion rights, and she has never wavered on this issue. After Roe versus Wade was overturned, she sponsored a bill to ensure Oregon women have the same rights they did when Roe was still law. And in Congress, she will fight back against Republicans who want to overrule Oregon law with a national abortion ban. From 0 to 10, any number?
0.
Thank you. Moving forward, sir, I appreciate it. With 80% almost done. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion changed. Let me ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez the Raymer?
Unknown.
Undecided still. Even though you say you're undecided, if you had to decide today, which candidate would you lean towards, Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez the Raymer? If you are undecided, please say so.
I'm undecided.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns people have raised about Lori Chavez the Raymer. Please tell me how much each of one travels that you are about supporting Chavez the Raymer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all? Lori Chavez Zeramer talks about fighting drug use and illegal immigration, but in reality, she makes those problems worse. Chavez Zeramer has invested in and profited from a ketamine treatment clinic and cannabis business. Then, as a mayor of Happy Valley, she voted to loosen drug laws. As a member of Congress, she refused to vote on legislation to secure our southern border, letting fentanyl flow in our communities. Do you consider a great deal, quite a bit, just some, or not at all?
Quite a bit.
Okay. And Lori Chavez de Raymer says one thing in Oregon and does another in D.C. She claims she was a moderate in her last campaign, but later she said, quote, "You can't compromise," end quote. Since then, she has abandoned Oregon ballots in favor of the MAGA agenda, changing her mind on nearly every major issue that she campaigned on. Lori is just another typical politician playing by partisan games. Great deal, quite big, just some, or not at all.
Not at all.
Okay, your opinion is extremely important. Now I'm going to ask you again, if the elections for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Undecided.
Even though it would be undecided, if you had to decide which candidate you would lean towards, you still wouldn't lean towards Janelle Bynum or Lori Chavez de Raymer?
Until I'm done making up my mind.
Okay. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed, first to 11th grade?
College.
Okay.
I have a degree.
Bachelor's degree?
Yes.
Okay, college graduate, bachelor's degree. Are you married, unmarried, living with partner, single, separated,
married,
divorced?
Married.
Married. Thank you very much, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household or no?
No.
Okay, are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Okay, thank you so much. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump? Please.
Absolutely neither.
I did not vote for either.
I voted for other.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation, sir. I appreciate it, okay? You have a great evening.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. Bye.